your test.
I'm KO4HK.
Well, I won't say I was fishing for you, but angling, maybe. I know we haven't got much time. I just got to sit down. We've had company all day, and sitting here with a bottle of water and some lemon chiffon that Bernice made, and watching some old Western. How's your day?
Good day. Went to surprise my grandfather and went to church with him this morning, and then went out to eat with the wife for lunch, and been here just enjoying the peace and quiet the rest of the day.
But about an hour and a half ago, Bernice started making the, well, she started yesterday rubbing down the baby back ribs. Boy, she had a mess of them because we had eight people. And she put them in the oven about 7:30, and she made potato salad, coleslaw, baked beans, and I don't know what all the kids had. But everybody seemed to get filled up and was very, very happy.
And I'm glad you had the family over to help out with you and Miss Bernice. I know y'all have had a trying week there, but I'm glad you had the help there to help overcome that and got to enjoy the company too.
Really nice to be with your grandpa. And guys, I was really feeling down at one time today. Let me see who this is. Oh, that's an American station. I went outside and was going to water and feed the chickens and that. My golly, it was like spring out there today, Patrick. I don't know how it was up there in the mountains. But I got busy and felt better than I'd felt all day.
The weather's not been great up here. We've had quite a bit of rain and wind, and there's been a couple of reports of some small tornadoes in the area, severe damage from them, but still... with everything going on up here, we don't need any more trouble in the area. So been listening to Sid's net there a little bit, and the reports coming from over that way. And so not been spring here, but it's gotten better this evening. It cleared up and the wind was still blowing, so hopefully it dried things out here tomorrow.
Yes, sir. And I was thinking about those people up there. I was watching that closely, and there was a tornado warning about 3 or 4 miles north of us and to the east. And it was 31, 32 miles an hour when I went through here, but I couldn't see the trees out back, Patrick, nor the chicken house. It was that bad. I mean, the windows sounded like somebody was beating on them. And then I noticed that they said that the storm was traveling at 50 miles an hour, and I looked at the wind speeds up around Campobello, and that was 51, 52 miles an hour. Now, I'm from Kansas, and I've seen higher, but I got to tell you, that gets kind of scary when you got torrential rain with it.
It does, but good Lord knows what we need and what he's doing, so good Lord. Fret too much about it right now, but Tom, I'm going to jump out of here so I can get ready for the net. I got a few things I need to straighten out here right quick, I see, but good to hear you, and did you want me to check you in tonight?
The kids are upstairs, and I'll wait around and check in, and if I don't, well, you check me in, but I'll try to get in with my group because I always like to hear Chris, and we made it another year, Patrick. That's a blessing. Take care now. KX0TR73.
Tom, you make sure to tell Bernice we said hello, and I'll make sure you get checked in one way or another tonight. KO4HKX, standing by for the net. QCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. And first there is Mr. Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next is Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home down in Piedmont. Next on the list is Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Mike, K4Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS, out of Traveler's Rest. Then we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins, but we have a few EchoLink stations, so we're going to pause right here and give them an opportunity to check in. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel. That's KQ4TGH. My name is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative, 73. Thanks for holding the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jonathan, KQ4TGH, and he's over or down there in Easley. And Jonathan, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for coming by and checking in. And Harry, I see you over there on EchoLink. I'll give you an opportunity to check in again, or if not, you can... I'll pull it up and you can send me a message that way. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. We'll try again here in just a minute and see if Harry can get it fixed. But tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They made the home down there in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down there in Ware Shoals. And Rick, thank you for coming by tonight and bringing along the family. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome our net control manager. That's Mr. Dave, W4DJW, and he's down there in Greer. And Dave, thank you for coming along here and checking in with me tonight. And thank you, sir, for everything you do for us. And I wish you a happy new year. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in KB2GUN Bill in Mills River, and I'll be in and out this evening. Have a great one, and wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and the family. 7-3.
I would like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN. He makes his home up here in Mills River. And Bill, good to hear you tonight, and I wish you a Happy New Year also. And thank you for stopping by tonight and checking in with me, sir. And look forward to seeing you at a meeting coming up here in a few days, I guess. I guess next week. But look forward to that. And with that, we're going to pause right here again and give Harry a chance to see if he wants to check in. And EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. All right, I've got EchoLink up, and he can message me if he can't. Harry, if you can hear me and don't have voice capabilities, you can message me on EchoLink. But with that, we're going to move up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX. Well, maybe Harry will get his straightened out. He can check in here in a minute. If not, I will give you my telephone number, and you can text message me that way. But we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, 1073s for each one of you.
We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he's over there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in, and wish you a Happy New Year. And Harry did message me over EchoLink, so we'd like to welcome KC4EZN, and he is way out in California. So, Harry, you win the DX award tonight, but thank you, sir, for stopping by, and I hope you have a Happy New Year out that way. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. Try India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. Harry cleaned out his, or cleared out and come back in here. So we're going to pause here and give him a chance to check in over EchoLink and see if it's working. I did get you checked in, Harry, if you can hear me. But I'll give you an opportunity here to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KC4EZN. I think it's working now, Patrick. In California tonight, be in and out. Thanks.
Right. We got Harry checked in there, and glad to hear him over the RF, or over EchoLink there, not RF. But thank you for stopping by and checking in. But we do have another EchoLink station, so we're going to pause right here and give them opportunity to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello, Victor. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4 Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. All the net. No trap on negative negative. And I know And Patrick, just like with Christmas, I know I won't talk to you again before the new year. No, I won't talk to you again before next year. So do want to take this opportunity while I'm checking in with you to wish you and yours a Happy New Year.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. He makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Jennifer have a wonderful new year also. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in tonight. With that, we'll jump back over to RF, and we will move on up to Mike DuPapa. Mike DuPapa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. N2NBYJ in Lake Lure. Happy New Year's, Patrick. Hope in 2025 brings you and your family a great new year. I don't have any comments tonight. Thanks for calling in at 7-3s.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. J in 2NBY. Makes his home down there in Lake Lure. And Jay, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by and checking in over here on the 610. do appreciate that, and you're sounding good into the 610, so good solid signal. With that, we'd also like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, and he makes his home down there in Inman. Walt, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by and checking in, sir, and I hope you have a happy new year also. With that, we will try again. Mike Dupapa, Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec 2 Tango. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Hey there, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris, we made it another year. Semper Fi.
KX. Good, please check in Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. I want to thank you for calling the net, Patrick, and a happy new year to you and 73 to all on the net.
Well, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, and down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and I'm sure I'll talk to you before the new year. And then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG. He makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight, and I'm sure I'll talk to you before then, too. And also, we'd like to welcome my friend Bob, AA1RD, and he makes his home down there in Piedmont. And Bob, good to hear you. Hadn't heard you on the radio in a while, so good to hear you. And I hope you and the missus have a wonderful new year. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. With that, we will try again. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. This is KC4SKD Larry and KG4AHS Rhonda. And easily, please check us in and out tonight, Patrick. Hope you're having a good evening and everybody else on the net. And I'd like to bring by telephone relay N9TEC Randall in Asheville and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. And hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, our Friday Night Connect controller, KC4SKD. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and they make their home down there in Easley. And by telephone relay, he brings along his brother Randall, N9TEC, and he makes his home in Asheville. And his younger brother Charles, KF4GGF, he makes his home down there in Goose Creek. And Larry, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me, sir, and bringing along the family. I do appreciate that, and I hope you and all yours have a wonderful new year. With that, we will try again. Quebec 2 Tango, Quebec 2 Tango. Please call KO4HKX. That follows, we're going to move up to the patient group tonight. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Net control, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Romeo Charlie, KQ4CRC. KQ4CRC, this is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Please check in Whiskey Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4, JET, Matthew, Northern Pickens County, and no traffic tonight. Happy New Year. I would like to welcome KQ4ZRC, and he makes his home up there in Sapphire. And his name is Grayton. Grayton, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for that. Checking in with me tonight. That's the first time you checked in with me. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. Makes his home down there in Pickens. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight. And I hope both of you have a happy new year. And thank you both for stopping by and checking in with me. With that, we will try again. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that, we'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, and all on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made a home down there in Greer, and Larry, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by. And I did miss if you were going to hang around for comments.
In and out tonight, Patrick.
I heard, but I wanted to double check, and seems like I got my answer. Thank you, Tom. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They made their home down there in Easley. And Gary, I did get you down for comments, so I appreciate you. I'll be back around here in just a few minutes. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Kilo, Tango, Uniform. KQ4KTU, this is Scott in Hendersonville. I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year in 73, and I'll be in and out.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KQ4KTU. He makes his home up here in Hendersonville. And Scott, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. And wish you a happy new year also. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. I'd like to say thank you each and every one for stopping by and checking in with me and wish you a happy new year. And we only have one station on the list tonight for RAG 2, and that's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Mr. Patrick. Good evening to all on the net. We had a good day over here on the plantation, as Dwight used to call it. I got up this morning. It was the well of rain woke me up this morning. We had a thunderstorm that came across. I don't know what time it was because I didn't look at the clock. But it woke me up, and we had exactly 1 inch of rain between, since midnight, and that's all the rain we've had over here today. But the rain woke me up sometime early this morning, and I laid there and tried to go back to sleep, and I couldn't do it, so I finally got up out of the bed and went put the coffee on, and I got that all ready, and then I had my first cup of coffee and started my day. But I haven't done a whole lot other than that. This afternoon, I've got some stuff I'm going to get started on again in the morning. Working on the front porch of the house here, and I've got a little bit more to do to it. I've got to finish putting the steps on it, and that way I can go in and out the front door instead of having to go all the way around the house.
It is a little stormy up this way this morning, too. It kept waking me up last night, and then just snuck out and went in to surprise my grandfather this morning, went to church with him, And he wasn't expecting that, so it was a good surprise. And then just come back home and hung out here, and yeah, I was glad to see the sun come out this evening. They were starting to get mudslides and stuff again up here, so don't need none of that right now. And water was getting out a little bit. It was very minor flooding up here. Nothing we are not used to on a regular basis up here, but glad you're getting your porch put back together. I know the Joy will love being able to go back out on the front porch.
I'm sure she will once I get that all finished up. But the hard part is getting the risers cut. You know, you got to, there's a formula that you use for that to figure out the rise of the treads and all of this, and I got that all figured out, and getting all your measurements and making sure they were right, that's the main thing. So I got all that done before it started raining, and which was a good thing. I didn't want to be out there in the rain doing that anyway, but I don't have power back out there in my barn yet, so I don't have lights out there, and I didn't want to go out there and try to cut wood, and I could have went out there and worked in the barn yesterday and today both. As far as that goes, if I'd had some lights out there or power. But I don't want to draw a line and start cutting it in the dark, and then all of a sudden I'm not on my line. I don't need to waste that kind of wood. But other than that, that's about all I've done down this way, Patrick. I just thought I'd talk to you for just a minute, stretch your net out a little bit. Sound like you've got a real good net going. Appreciate everybody that checks in with us.
Appreciate you doing that, Gary. And, yeah, I've got a good net going. Numbers are down a little bit. But with the holidays and everybody's exhausted from running here and running there, and, I kind of understand it. So we'll get back after the first of the year. And hopefully everybody will start coming back in here. But I enjoy checking everybody in. I hope I don't drag it out too long for them.
Drag it out too long at all. But I'm with you. I appreciate all the folks out there at Radio Land that come in and talk with us and check in with us each night. It makes it easier on the net controller if you've got people checking in. And that way you don't have to sit there and try to talk to yourself. I'm looking forward to the numbers going back up a little bit. They always go down, during the holidays. People are traveling and that sort of thing. We did not get to go to Joey's family's get-together. We had some illness in the family. It was not me and Joey, but we had some other folks that weren't feeling good, and so we decided not to get together right then. And they've are getting it all back together. We're going to do it after the first of the year sometime. That'll be the Christmas get-together for her family. My family didn't have one, my sisters. But they've already started sending texts and all this about getting together after the first of the year. So I'm looking forward to that as well. I've seen all of my sisters together in, about 2 years now. And I'd love for us all to get together again, because we ain't as young as we used to be.
That, I'm starting to feel some of my age, too, and lots of family members are not with us anymore. Take every opportunity you got to be with them, that's for sure. And don't regret a minute of it.
And I meant to mention you're surprising your grandfather. That was real nice of you to sneak in there and surprise him and go to church with him and all of that. I'm sure he enjoyed it. just makes you feel good every once in a while to do something like that.
I got almost to him before he realized I was there, so somebody said something and he turned around to look, and that's when he got me. But he enjoyed it, and It's a pretty small church anyway. I think with us there wouldn't, but I think 12 people there this morning, so it was a welcome surprise for all of them, I'm sure.
And I love a small get together like that. That's a little bit smaller than I'm accustomed to, but small get togethers are a lot of fun because you can always get in there and you know everybody and everybody knows you, and you can have some good fellowship.
So that, yeah, it's smaller than I'm used to too. I like a small church, but it's a little smaller than that, but I have to pick on them a little bit. I was the youngest one in the building tonight, or this morning, and I'm almost 50, so that'll tell you the age of the church and probably why there's so few members now.
I've noticed in a lot of the churches that seems like the numbers are going down a little bit. But that's like the net. It takes it by spells. It'll go way up, and it'll go way down, and some of the larger ones say they just seem to keep growing, which is a good thing. But that's all well and good. But other than that, Patrick, that's about all I've done down this way today. Sound like you got a good net going. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Maybe there'll be somebody else out there to check in and rag you with you now that it's past the bottom of the hour. But we do appreciate each and every one of these folks out there in Radio Land. They're the ones that make our nets, whether it be the one I call or the one you call or Dave or Ariel or whoever's the net controller. We all appreciate the folks in Radio Land checking in with us. But please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all have a great evening, much left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow. And I'll talk to you again before the new year. 7-3, my friend. We'll talk to you later. KI4DOS, back to net.
Gary, good to talk to you tonight. And please tell Joey, Elise, and I said hello. And yes, I'm sure we'll talk to you sometime this week. But thank you for coming in here and ragging with me for a few minutes. And sorry that you didn't get to go down and visit Joey's family with the sickness there. But hopefully you'll get to do that soon and get together with your family also. But with that, we're going to see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. HKX. Hey, Patrick, in the net. Hello to Miss Elise, and please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. Nice to hear you tonight, Patrick. No traffic, no table.
KX. Could you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in 4DBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, and all on the net. And Happy New Year, everybody out there. Before I wait, no traffic, no comments.
KX. All on the net. Sounds like you got a good one going on. Came in there at the tail end of you and Gary doing the rag chew. But if you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. AK4HR. Name is Mike. No traffic, no comments tonight, Patrick. 73, do you and everyone on that?
In and out. Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu. Benson and Marshall. Hope you have a good evening. 73 all around.
So 4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We've got a fine group here to check in. First, there is Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. He makes his home down there in Cleveland. Shane, I hope you and Miss Beth had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year, you and the family. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. And they're home down there in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Angela have a Happy New Year also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. Makes his home up in Fletcher. And Sid, good to hear you on your net tonight, and was good to check in with you over there.
and thank you for holding that, sir. And I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful New Year's also, and good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome one of our Saturday night net controllers. That's Mr. Mike, AK4HR. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And Mike, good to hear you tonight, and hope you and the missus have a Merry Christmas. Passed that already. A Happy New Year. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Benson, KQ4HLZ, and he makes his home up in Marshall. And Benson, good to hear you. Hadn't heard you on here in a little while, but thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in, and I hope you and the family have a Happy New Year also. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. KO4MWX. This is Corey in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative, and I hope you all have a Happy New Year, and stay safe out there.
Your call sign one more time. I haven't got used to it yet, please, sir.
Hello, Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey, X-ray, QSL.
I just hadn't got used to it yet, but thank you for coming back to me. We'd like to welcome Mr. Corey, KO4MWX. He makes his home down there in Greer. Corey, thank you for coming by and checking in with me and being patient, sir, there. And I hope you and the family have a Happy New Year also. And were you going to be around for comments? I will tell you this much. It will be your turn right now if you're going to be around. So go ahead if you got one.
No worries at all. Yeah, so I was just curious. I was listening to the rag tube earlier about 5 or 10 minutes ago, and you guys were talking about the numbers had been down a little bit lately on the net check-ins. How does it compare to, say, before Helene and after Helene?
Really, the numbers for my net had been slightly going down anyway. Used to, we were getting into the 50s and 60s. And like right now, I'm at 46. So it just, and this time of year, it kind of does it. So it's not a big surprise. But right after the Helene, there was a lot of check-ins. But now it's kind of back down to normal, a little lower than normal.
I'm wondering about that because I've been a general for about a little over a year now, year and a half, and a tech for about 3 years. And I was thinking that a lot of people paid a lot more attention after Helene. That's why I was curious about the numbers going up or down.
There's a lot more people getting their license, but I don't think they're checking into the net, at least not yet. They may not have found them yet. People may not have told them, that kind of thing. But I have been to several classes or opportunities, test sessions, and there have been quite a few people getting their license lately up here in this area. I haven't been to any down in South Carolina, but in Hendersonville, there have been quite a few over the last 3 months get their license.
And Patrick, approximately where are you?
I'm in Penrose. I'm in between Brevard and Hendersonville, and if you're familiar with the area and know where DuPont State Forest is at, I'm 3 miles from it.
With that area. Hadn't been up that way in a while, a year or two. Unfortunately, just busy, but always nice to get up there for a weekend or a camp out, something like that. I used to do a lot more of that when my son was in Boy Scouts many years ago.
That, but all in all, it seems like numbers are down a little bit. I know used to, it was nothing for me to be here until after 10 o'clock. Some of that was my fault, learning how to run the net and how to get call signs down and just learning the system and learning the ropes, I guess. But now it seems like if everybody's done, if nobody rags you, we're done by 9:30.
It's late getting over here. I was listening in to the Anderson Radio Club, Anderson, South Carolina, and dealing with some technical issues. I'm still fighting a weird thing where I'm not receiving, and so I was trying to transmit on my Anytone 578 that I'm on now and listening by pressing monitor button on my little HT to receive. So I got to sort that one out eventually, but they were talking about going from 7 days to 5 days on their net check-ins.
As far as I know, we have no intentions of doing that. This has been the longest running net. And somebody can correct me on this one, either on the East Coast or nationwide. I'm not 100% sure on that, so maybe somebody come here and let me know for sure.
4MWX. Well, Patrick, I think I'll just go with the longest in the country then, since nobody challenged that.
The two, either way, and that's the way I tell it. That way, I'm not lying, but I'm not 100% sure on which one it is. So, I've had several people ask me about the net lately, and I try to recommend it, and I try to mention it to everybody that's new that I hear on the repeater throughout the day. Just trying to encourage people to come in, and this is a good way to meet everybody and learn call signs and learn etiquette. If you have a question about something like a radio problem or antenna problem, this is a good place to get the information during the RAG2 portion, because there's generally people willing to help you. Like I said, this time of year, people are kind of like, okay, I'm ready for a break. I've been running, going with Christmas and New Year's and all the holidays, so kind of get short net here, but any other time, it's a good place to get any information you're looking for.
We got involved as far as, and I wouldn't say it was involved, but compared to how I had been for the last couple of years, when Helene hit, I got my internet back and power and that kind of thing within less than 48 hours. So I got online and started trying to look up stuff for people and relaying it through. You might have been one of the folks that I relayed information about gas stations being open and Walmart's being open, whether it's credit cards or cash only, that kind of thing. So that's when it really hit me about how I really need it one day.
Is KO4HKX the Blue Ridge 2 Internet? Yes, it is, and like I said, this is a good place to do it, and yes, if you were relaying that information, more than likely it was me that you were talking to, unless it was on one of the short breaks that I took through that 2 weeks, but I was the net controller for here on the 610, so I spent quite a few hours on this radio.
So it was. Like I said, I was working from home that day and happened to have internet back, so just trying to relay things through. And I'm pretty good with voices, not always so much with names, but I'm pretty sure it was your voice I heard, and looked things up and sent it back to you to send back to others.
It was, too, because I recognized your voice. Like I said, I hadn't got your call sign down yet, but there have been a lot of new call signs coming out of the into the net. I've noticed over the last couple of months, they come in, check in, but they don't always come back, you know, every night. They might go a week or two, not check in, that kind of thing. So hopefully everything after, like I said, after the first year and all the holidays calm down, we'll get back in here and get back at it.
Thing you guys do, and especially you, I hear your voice on here quite a bit, so hope you have a blessed evening. I'm going to call it a night, and 73s to you and everyone else out there. Thanks a lot. Good night, Patrick.
Good to rag to you with you tonight and get to know you a little bit. That's what it's about. It's been my pleasure, and I enjoy getting on here and talking to everybody and getting to know everybody, and generally try to meet up and at least shake hands and put a face with a call sign when I have the opportunity to present itself. So I've got to do that a bunch over the last 4 years that I've had my license. So I've made a lot of good friends and look forward to making a lot more. But thanks for hanging around and rag-tuning with me tonight. And I do appreciate that. And I hope you and your family have a happy new year. And with that, we will try again Alpha Through Zulu, Alpha Through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, if I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call KO4HKX. I'll invite you back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Mr. Duncan will be calling the net, KO4JKV, and I know you will enjoy his net, and he will love having you check in with him. With that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, and good night to all, and wish everybody a happy new year. KO4 HKX.